Albion Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. We return back to the series of the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the belief system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the belief system of the Salaf al-Salih, our pious predecessors. Returning to continue with the next principle at hand, which is the principle of loving and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us to love, and what He loves, what He has stated and told us in the Quran, and what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had confirmed and propagated to us about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hating for the sake of Allah. And when we say the hating for the sake of Allah, that means that we do not like whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. And the creator which has created the heavens and the earth and has created the creation of mankind, He knows what He likes and He knows what He dislikes. And therefore it is for the believer, it is for the believer to obey what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained for us, and to do what it is that He has motivated us to do, and to stay away from the prohibited matters. And as an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the good doer. He loves the person that does good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hates the sinful person. He hates the sinful person, the one that deliberately does bad deeds and commits sins against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must love what Allah loves, and we must dislike what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us a description of the believers in their love for one of each other. He says, and the believers from the men and the women, they are but friends, and they are but aiders of one another. They call to what is good, and they call against what is bad. And this is from the traits of the believers, that they stay as one, and that they call towards what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He loves, and they call against, or they do not like, and they call against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear what He does not like. And this is very important for us to understand, that the life of the Muslim is not just consistent of being to himself or herself. Rather, the Muslim, as we find in this verse and other verses, should be accustomed to calling against the evil if he sees the evil. And obviously, in a way that is wisdomous, in a way that is with good words and with good character, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the characteristics of the propagation of the believers in the Quran, and He has said in different places, and let them give the advice in a way which is better, بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. And this is from the traits of the believers. So we should see and call towards what it is that Allah loves, and we should be motivated to call to the good. And this is the works of the prophets, alayhim salam. The prophets, they were from the best examples that called towards good, and they called against which was deemed and known to be evil from the religion of Islam. And this is the job of every single Muslim, even if it was to the extent that it was only with his family, that he called good and he called against the evil in his own family, and that was a wajib, that was a obligation upon him. Qu anfusikum wa ahlikum nara, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and save yourself and your family from the hellfire. How? By calling them to good, and by calling and by advising them not to do bad, or not to do which Allah he hates. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us that the loving and the disliking or hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a part of the testification of faith. It is a part of the testification of faith. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay far away from which is the one that is associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or which takes himself as a Lord, or which takes himself as a Lord. And this is from the hating and disliking, the loving and the hating for the sake of Allah, because we should know that we do not like to worship any one or thing or object except but we only love to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should dislike with certainty that we see anyone or anything worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because for the believer that believes in the Creator Allah, it hurts him or hurts her to see the creation that has been created worshipping other than Allah. Because it is from the goal of the Muslim and it is from the goal of every single prophet and messenger that the mercy and the love in their heart for the creation of mankind is that they could not have or could not love for one second that the creation is worshipping other than Allah. Why? Because it is from the goal and it's from the hadaf of the Anbiya, from the messengers and prophets, that they guide people and return them out from the darkness into the light of their Creator, therefore returning them back to the monotheism of La ilaha illallah, and that is to establish and reconnect their relationship with their Creator, therefore entering and going into paradise on the day of judgment. Also from the principles of loving and disliking and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that this is a very strong covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says أوثق عرى الإيمان الموالاة في الله والمعاداة في الله والحب في الله والبغض في الله. Is that here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the strongest covenants and the strongest principles of the faith of the believer, is that he loves and he hates for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he loves and he hates for the sake of Allah. Because the core principle or the core roots of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Creator, is that it branches out from loving and hating for the sake of Him, of Allah. Loving what He loves and disliking and hating what He dislikes. And we take a parable, is that when someone loves someone so much, they love what they love, and they cannot help but dislike what hurts that individual. And we take a husband and a wife that have a very strong connection. You find that they love for each other what each other gives them happiness. For you find the spouse automatically loves what the other partner loves. And they hate what they hate. Even though this could seem sometimes that it does not agree with one of their personalities, but because it hurts the other individual, you find that they also hate that. And this is on a very basic level, speaking about the creation, when two different creations love each other, this is the type of relationship they form. Then what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and the Lord that had created everything, the one, the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that had given you and I the chance to breathe and talk and drink and eat, then obviously it is only but normal that we love what he loves and we stay away from and dislike and hate what he hates. And this is from the strongest and most heaviest, covenants and things that we find that is part of Iman. Also that it is loving and hating for the sake of Allah, it is a reason that the heart, it finds the sweetness of Iman. The heart, it finds the sweetness of Iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَبَدًا لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ ومن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد إذ أنقذه الله كما يكره أن يلقى في النار. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us three different things. If they are in a certain person, or if they are in the believer, then they will find the sweetness of Iman. Whoever loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah first and foremost with no doubt, and there is no comparison, or there is no one that can compare in love towards them, then they will find a sweetness in Iman. And this is from the loving for the sake of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever loves another believer for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, then also they will find a sweetness in the heart for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the contrary, whoever hates or dislikes for the sake of his Lord from the things that he has prohibited and from the things that he dislikes, then also he will find a sweetness of Iman. And whoever hates to return back to disbelief so much, then they will also find a sweetness in their heart, and that is the sweetness of Iman. Also, from the different things and the different principles and chapters under loving and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that one will have a complete belief. His belief will become complete for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever loves for the sake of his creator Allah, and whoever dislikes and hates what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he has prohibited, and whoever gives for the sake of Allah, and whoever withholds for the sake of Allah, then that person verily has had or has completed his belief. And we find here that this is a reason for the belief system of the believer being in a complete way. And also another principle that we find that one will achieve from behind loving and disliking and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the Muslim, the believer, that he does not love any other belief except for the belief system of Islam. Except for the belief system of Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمْ قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلْ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there another Lord besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that has created the heavens and the earth and has made them as they are, the one that does not need food and does not the one that gives food and does not need food, قل إني أمرت أن أكون أول من أسلم. Say, I am the first, the one that has been ordered to believe. And we find here that this is a dalil showing us the greatness and the importance of loving and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how can one worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that had created the heavens and the earth. And also another principle is that loving and disliking and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from the main reasons that the community of the Muslims, that the community of the Muslims was built upon. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to us in a hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That you will not believe, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you will not believe until you love for yourself which that you love for your brother, or which you love for your brother which is that you love for your own soul and for yourself. For here we are loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are loving for the sake of Allah by loving what we want for us. We love that for our own brother or sister in Islam. And that is a proof and a dalil that shows us here that the community and the unity of Islam between the brothers and sisters, it would become stronger and it would become more unified due to the fact of loving and hating for the sake of our brother and sister in Islam. And there are three main categories that loving and disliking and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls upon. And the first category is that we must love the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to love with entirety, meaning in a complete way. And they are obviously the believers, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoke about in the Quran, where he says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمَ الْغَالِبُونَ. وَاللَّهُ سَبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, he tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, describing the characteristics of the believers and the love for one each other. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That verily your helper and your aider in this dunya and in the hereafter is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. And they are the description, the ones that had believed in the religion of Islam, and the ones that they offered their prayers, the ones that made their prayers, and the ones that gave in their zakat, they gave in their zakat from the pillars of Islam, and they are the ones that you find that are prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are making ruku'ah. They are making ruku'ah, which is part of the prayer, And the second principle we find, or the second part, is that we love and hate this individual from one point of view, we love them from one point of view, and we dislike another point of view. And this is the believer that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he has faults, he has ma'asi, he has sins that he does or she does, and therefore we love them for what is good in them. And we do not hate them per se, but rather we hate the actions that they do. So we give them nasiha, we give them advice, and we speak to them, and we warn them about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important to understand, that they are our brothers and sisters in Islam, and they could be anyone. And we do not shun them, and we do not make takfir upon them, and we do not reject them and take them out of the fold of Islam, because this is not for us to do, and this is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we give them the advice and we give them the admonishment that the Prophet ﷺ would give, and we love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the things that they do for the sake of Allah, and we do not like and dislike the things that they transgress against Allah. And this is from the belief system of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we follow the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he gave to the Sahaba when they tried or wanted to make a la'an and curse one of the Sahaba, which was loved to Allah and the Rasul. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about Abdullah ibn Himar, when it was said about him, when he was a person that drank alcohol and they wanted to make curse upon him, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, لا تلعنوه إنه يحب الله ورسوله, that verily he loves Allah and he loves the Prophet ﷺ, do not curse him, do not curse him. For this shows us, even though he was an individual that fell into this major sin of drinking alcohol, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to the Prophet ﷺ that he is still from the believers, and we love him for the sake of Allah, but we hate the action. We hate the action, not the individual. And lastly, the last category is whoever goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality, not believing in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not being from the believers, and goes against the pillars of Islam and the pillars of Iman, and these individuals, then we cannot show them the love that we have shown the love of the believers. We cannot show them the love that we have shown the love of the believers, and we are free from whatever it is that is prohibited in Islam that they are acting upon. We are free from whatever it is that they are doing which is prohibited in Islam. We are free from that, and we stay away from that, and we make it clear that we do not believe in that. But we do that with professionalism, and we do that with good manners, and we do that in a civil way. Because everyone that is not a Muslim today is a potential Muslim tomorrow. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ, his main goal and all the prophets was, yes, to not like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked, but to call people to which it is that Allah he likes. And it is only normal, and not just normal, it is paramount that one sees every single individual as a potential believer, someone that he calls towards this religion. And he does that, as we said, بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن, in a way which is best, with wisdom and good character. And therefore, by these actions, as was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his example was the best of examples, that we show this character and we call them to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that we dislike and we are free from, and we do not propagate for, and we do not like what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had disliked from these actions. And these are the three categories that this al-wala and al-bara, this loving and this disliking and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falls under. And this is the stance of the believers, and this is the stance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.